feeling like. Welcome to a Thursday that feels like a Friday for your boy and your girl.
Wow!
The date is July 3rd.
I'm taking my top off.
Take it off.
I'm at the Jeep, you weirdo.
Oh, either way, it's America's birthday almost, and you can celebrate however you want. Happy 4th of July Eve to those who celebrate. And just to let you know, if you try, you know, or not if you try, if you want to listen to 97.5 WOKQ tomorrow morning, it'll be worth listening, but your besties won't be here because we have the day off. It is a paid day off here at Town Square Media. So we will be celebrating America the best way we know how, chugging Bud Lattes and watching, blowing things up in our yard. The American Country Countdown will be playing in our place. Oh, were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, first of all, thanks for saying that. And second of all, you know, you've been really talking up the Bud Lattes and you're just hurting my friend Miller.
Am I?
Yeah. People don't respect the Miller Lights enough.
No shade to Millie. She's a nice lady.
Just making sure. Yeah. Just making sure. That's all.
Millie's in the cooler. I'm not kicking her out.
Good.
She deserves to be here.
Yep. Yep.
She's a nice lady.
She's very nice.
So yesterday.
What the hell is wrong with us?
I don't know.
We're going to have a weird show.
It's going to be weird, but it's going to be fun. And I hope that you stay along for the entire ride. Yesterday, I just felt not bad about myself, but I was like, wow, I feel like I'm in the minority because I haven't saved someone's life. That's how I walked away from yesterday's show. We were learning about the heroic tales.
To be honest, though, you caused life. That's pretty good. Might be better than saving a life, but you created one.
Oh, my God. That means a lot to me. Thank you. I was someone's house. Yeah.
What?
I was Gwen's house. She lived in my belly.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see what you're
for
saying.
For 9 months.
I see.
And I tried to be a good house for her. I was such a good house for her, in fact. She didn't want to come out.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm getting uncomfortable.
Okay, I'm just telling you. That's what they told me at the doctor. They said she's really happy in there. I said, well, I'm uncomfortable. I need her out of here.
Yeah.
Any Hoosiers, yesterday we loved hearing your heroic tales of how you saved someone's life or how someone saved your life. And if you missed those stories, we are going to relive them with you now. Enjoy. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So, as we said on our little promo, not all heroes wear capes. They live among us, the heroic people. And a dad recently saved his daughter's life in a very heroic way.
Yeah, unbelievable story. So on a Disney cruise line coming back to Fort Lauderdale, a 4-year-old or 5-year-old was on the, like, deck 4, sitting on the railing, taking pictures. And she fell into the cruise water? That's stupid. Into the ocean.
The ocean.
Fell into the ocean.
The Great Atlantic.
Dad said, okay, I'm going. And he hopped over the railing, jumped in out of nowhere.
Oh, my God.
And treaded water for about 20 minutes until rescue boats were able to get out there. People were saying that the crew, they don't realize how fast a cruise ship's moving until you pick a point, like a person who jumps in by accident or on purpose, if you're dad, and how quickly they become like ant-sized dots.
Just the tiniest little dot.
Yep.
That is terrifying.
Crazy story. Everyone's okay.
Thank God.
You know, calling the dad a hero, and it's like, well, you hope any and every dad would do that in an instant.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I
can't imagine that feeling of watching your child fall overboard.
I believe that in my heart of hearts that absolutely it could have been the worst waters, the worst situation, pitch black, middle of the night.
What are you going to do?
Every dad is going, okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
You're in, I'm in.
Absolutely.
You're not together. You're not going alone.
I'm not a very strong swimmer. In fact, probably one of the worst.
Yeah, but if Gwen goes, you're going.
I think so. I don't know how much help I would be, but I would just be like, I'm not going. I'm not staying on this boat.
Right.
If you're floating in the Atlantic.
Correct.
Not floating, probably.
Crazy, isn't it?
So crazy. So we want to hear about the time you saved someone's life or somebody saved your life. Has your life ever been saved, Logan?
Oh, boy. I don't. Well, I hope my parents aren't listening and they have a story and I just don't know about it.
I don't know.
You're like, I can't believe you forgot the time we saved your life.
I don't think so. My not babysitter. I don't even know what you would call her. I guess daycare provider. I was at the ocean once. I got swept out to sea.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty scary.
Yikes.
And I remember just being like washed up and like having her like hand on my back and I like crawled up the sand and I was like, I'm here, baby. So shout out to that.
How old were you?
Young enough where like I don't know if I was swimming. I don't remember it. I think you're bringing up some trauma that I blacked out.
Am I?
Out. I don't know. Who knows what's about to come out?
Let's uncover this.
Let's not.
One time I, in Disney World actually, jumped into a pool and I didn't have my little floaty on and I couldn't swim yet. I think I was about 4 or 5 and my dad was about to jump in the pool, but then someone saved me who was already in the pool, a teenage girl.
Wow.
Swim. I remember sinking.
A better dad than Barry Lou.
I know. I sunk right to the deep end. I remember it.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I mean, I could not swim. I was like dead weight.
That's.
And she just like went right down, scooped me up, and I was like.
Shout out to that teenager.
And my parents were like, oh my God, our baby girl, what would we do?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was wild. So thanks to that random citizen.
Shout out to the teenage girl.
To the teenage girl, who's probably a full grown woman now. All right, so we want to hear about a time you saved someone's life or your life was saved. 603-749-0975 is our number. We would love to hear your heroic tales this morning. 603-749-0975. Take your calls on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Thank you for stopping by. We're so glad you're here. So we were just talking about how a dad is being hailed a hero after his daughter fell overboard on a Disney cruise. The daughter was 4, sitting on the railing, fell overboard, and without hesitation, the dad jumps into the water after her and had to tread water for a pretty long time before the lifeboats came, right?
Yeah, 20 minutes, which I gotta tell you the truth. I don't mean to take anything away because this is nothing shy of heroic. I thought it would have been longer. I was very impressed with how fast they were able to get some boats out there. I thought it would have been like a long process.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not.
They must be prepared.
I mean, it said about 20 minutes. I mean, don't get me wrong. That is the difference between life and death. I mean, you can easily drown in 20 minutes. So, like, in that perspective.
Oh, I could. I could make it look easy.
In that perspective, incredibly long time. If you start drowning and then they have to put a lifeboat in and save you, it's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can hang out, this sounds ridiculous. I'm just saying, 20 minutes seems a lot more feasible.
He's treading water and holding his daughter, too.
It's amazing. It's incredible. I didn't know it was that quick. I'm really happy that it makes me feel better going on a cruise knowing that it could be that quick.
They have a plan.
Yeah.
They're prepared for such things.
That's all I meant by that.
We want to hear about a time that you saved someone's life or someone saved your life. 603-749-0975. Really looking forward to hearing your heroic tales. 603-749-0975. So we have Bree on the line, and it turns out she was a hero in a situation. What happened?
I was coming home. I work veterinary ER emergency. So I was coming home for a 12-hour shift, and there was a truck pulled over on the side of the road and a girl, like, running in front of it.
Whoa.
It was a big red flag for me. I came out of, like, a domestic violence relationship myself.
Oh my
wow.
And kind of, like, got that uneasy feeling. So I'm like watching in my side mirrors as I drove by and the truck's kind of like tailing her as she continues running. So I turned around, kind of passed by again and she's still running. So I pull up behind this truck and ask if like the girl's okay. And she says yes, but the guy like immediately takes off. So I pulled up closer to the girl and got out and was like, are you truly okay? And she said no, that like this was her chance at like getting away from this guy that she was with.
Shut up.
So I put her in my truck. I took her to a friend's house and I hope she made it out okay.
Oh my gosh. Have you been in contact with her ever since? And by the way, good for you for staying with that situation. That's terrifying.
Yeah, I haven't. I kind of wish I asked for her number, but I know those situations can be hard as well. So yeah. I'm just glad I was there to help. Wow.
Definitely. You were in the right place at the right time, because so many people would be like, this looks like a messy situation. I'm going to stay away from that.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people would have.
I'm sure she still thinks about you and, like, hopefully is in a better situation.
I hope so.
Wow, that's an amazing story. Thank you so much for sharing it.
Yeah, anytime.
Have a great day, Bree.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. We want to hear about a time that you saved someone's life or someone saved your life. Give us a call at 603-749-0975. Taking your calls on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOK. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're here on Logan in the Morning. Heroes, they live among us. And apparently, they all listen to Kira and Logan in the Morning. Are we surprised?
No.
Not really. So we're taking your calls and hearing about the time you saved someone's life. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the Morning. What's your name?
What's going on? It's Rob from Haverhill.
Rob from Haverhill. Were you a hero?
What's going on? Yeah, man. Kind of. I was at the wrong place at the wrong time, but I definitely saved some little kid's life. And it was like 2020, in the middle of COVID. I was at Wendy's in Milford, Massachusetts. I don't even live near there. And I was sitting in the parking lot smoking a cigarette, and some lady just screeched into the parking lot and jumped out of her car screaming, "Help, help," in Portuguese. I'm Brazilian. So I heard her screaming, "Help," and I didn't understand. So I ran over there, and the seatbelt had locked around her son's neck. And instantly, I just, without thinking, I took the pocket knife out of my pocket and just cut the seatbelt right off the little kid's face. It was like, I'll never forget it. It was like almost blue.
What
and
the
I've
heck?
I've never seen those seatbelts since, yeah.
It was almost blue? How long did that gap? Like, that must have been happening for a while.
Yeah, she must have just turned around and seen him and stopped right off the highway, because this is off the highway in Milford. So, yeah, I cut the seatbelt off the kid. The kid was like crying, screaming. I was like, the lady was screaming, crying. I was like, oh my God. Like, and I was, didn't even been in that place at all.
How old was the kid?
4, 5, 6 years old. Wow. No older than 6.
You know, it's all these stories, Kira, reminding me of, like, the last caller that said, like, don't hesitate. Just do.
Mm-hmm.
Just figure something out. See what you can do.
Get in there.
The worst thing you can do is watch and just watch and panic and hope that something else happens.
Or hope that someone else slides in and does the right thing.
Yeah, Rob, good for you for doing something.
Thank you, God. I cut that seatbelt so fast.
Do you carry seatbelt cutters now? I know you got a pocket knife, but...
Yeah, I just carry the pocket knife. It's always sharp.
It's always sharp. It's always ready to go.
My mother gave everybody in the family a seat, or maybe it was my dad. My parents.
Somebody.
Gave everyone in our family a seatbelt cutter to store in their car.
Smart.
Like it's really smart.
Two Christmases ago. Everybody got the same freaking orange hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's planning ahead just in case. It better be prepared and not needed and then... Not be prepared.
Yeah, it's scary to think of these scenarios, but it's scarier to think about them without being prepared.
Exactly.
That's it for Gwen's second birthday. I'm getting her a seatbelt cutter. I'm getting her a pocket knife. She's gonna have a gat strapped to her to protect herself.
License to carry.
Know it.
Live for your die, boy.
That's it, baby. Rob, thanks for the call, man. Always good to hear from you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Love you guys.
Later.
Love you. Bye. We're still taking your calls on this at 603-749-0975. If you were a hero and literally saved someone's life, we want to hear the tale. 603-749-0975. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira. It's Logan. It's the Morning. And apparently, a lot of our listeners have absolutely saved someone's life. These tales are unbelievable. Keep them coming. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, how's it going? You're on with Kira and Logan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey. Who are we speaking with?
This is Amy from Stratford.
Amy!
Were you a hero or did someone save your life?
So, I think I was vicariously a hero.
Okay, what does that mean? Tell us the story.
About 17 years ago, I had somebody in my backyard cutting down trees. And he was climbing up in the trees and... His sweatshirt sucked up into the chainsaw and cut his arm off.
What the heck?
So he cut it clear off. And so he talked me through saving him. He said, "All right, find a belt, tie the belt around my arm, hold my legs up, hold my head up,
If I pass out, tell the EMTs this and this. I mean, literally talked me through saving him, so I can't really take credit for it, but it was quite an experience.
Yes, oh, my God.
No, you can absolutely take credit because he couldn't have done that alone.
Yeah, but you guys were a dream team. Like, you did what he was telling you to do.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Something tells me this guy had almost died before.
Oh, I was going to say vet.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, like to remain calm.
Yeah. I would say he was either a vet or he had some kind of healthcare training to react like that.
Totally. Because most people wouldn't.
They airlifted him to Mass General. This is in Massachusetts. And they were able to reconnect. I mean, he has full use of his hands. But he's okay now. So that's
full use of his hands. Yet you said they cut it clean off? Man. Medical stuff. Yep. It blows my mind.
Unbelievable. Amy.
Hey, thanks, guys. I love your show.
Yeah, we love you.
Awesome. Have a great day.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira. It's Logan. It's the morning time. And heroes, they live among us. We want to hear the tales about the time someone saved your life or you saved someone's life. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, Alex. Welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
What's up, boy? So we want to hear your heroic tale.
Yeah, sure. So I was setting out to go kayaking one evening, and I went to Lynn Woods, and I put my kayak in. And as I was going by, I saw a body halfway out of the water. And I was a little freaked out, but I went over to it, and I saw that it was a man and that he was alive. But he seemed to be choking or something. So I stood in the kayak and I called the police, and they had to hike all the way into Lynn Woods and all the way down the hill, but they were able to get to the man, and ultimately they brought in a helicopter and took him to the hospital. So I have no idea what ended up happening. I think that he was okay, but I really don't know to this day. But the funny part about the story is that was actually a water reservoir, and I was never supposed to be kayaking in there. Whoa. And I don't think you would have seen his body if you were not in the water, because he was down a hillside.
Well, that's crazy.
It's a good thing you were breaking the rules and getting your kayak on that day.
Yeah, I was just supposed to be there, I guess.
When you said that he was in the water, was he drowning? Was he conscious? Like, do you know any of those details?
His legs were in the water and the rest of his body was up, and he seemed to be dealing with some kind of reaction to drugs.
Oh.
Yeah, I was in the kayak and I saw him and I had my phone in my life jacket, so I called the police. I told them, and they said, okay, hang tight. And then within about 10 minutes, they had hiked into Lynn Woods and down a really big hillside and rocks, and they were able to take him out of there. And then I saw him transported into a helicopter that they landed on the softball field there, and then they took him away.
That's crazy. Thank God you were breaking the law, like Kira said.
Yeah, that's right. It was pretty wild. I never thought I'd be in that situation.
Well, you did the right thing, and I'm sure that guy is grateful. Hopefully he's doing all right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for taking the time to share this heroic tale.
Absolutely. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, man.
Do you have a heroic tale? Don't hold back now. Give us a call. 603-749-0975 is our number. 603-749-0975. Still taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ.
Got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Amy, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hey, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, girl. You sound chipper. Is this like your Friday? Is that why?
It is.
It's our Friday, too.
Yeah, it feels good.
It does. It feels so right. We deserve it. You know what I mean? You know what else you deserve is Dirk's Bentley tickets.
What? Really?
Well, you know what? Well, easy, so Kira. Easy, Kira. You're getting people tickets. You're giving tickets away without them earning it.
Well, I just mean she deserves them. I didn't say she doesn't have to earn them. You know what I mean?
I have to agree with her.
Great. Amy, kick her out of here. Let's start the Can't Beat Kira round.
Get out of here, Kira.
Get out.
Okay.
She said it.
All right.
Amy, I forget. Did Kira ask you this? Have you played before? I'm sorry.
I have not.
You have not. First time. Great. Great stuff. It might be a difficult round. I have to tell you the truth.
Uh-oh.
Well, okay. We'll find out. Question number one. A few actors are famously known for doing their own stunts. Can you name one?
Tom Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise was exactly the answer we were going for. Question number two. How many colonies separated from Great Britain in 1776 on Independence Day?
Oh.
The blank colonies. How many stars are on the... Excuse me. How many stripes are on the flag?
13 colonies.
Question number three. This is right in the moment. Sean P. Diddy Combs was up for 5 charges, and yesterday we learned that the jury found him guilty of how many of the 5 charges?
Should have been 5, but it was 2.
Wow, she's dialed in. Great job. Great.
Thank you.
Great job. All right, hold on. Let's wait for Kira to come back, which she is, so don't give any answers away.
Yeah.
All right, Kira, welcome back.
Thank you, my friend.
Amy had what I'll call an impressive round for semi-difficult questioning.
Okay, he doesn't just throw that around, by the way, Amy. He means it.
You gotta earn it.
He got me stumped for a minute. I had to, like, count in my head, but okay.
Yeah. Oh, there's count. Don't make me math.
Well, you're going to have to.
I told you it's my Friday.
You're going to math and history today.
Oh, for God's sake.
Question one. A few actors are famously known for doing their own stunts. Can you name one?
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel. That true? I'm going to have to look that up in the interim because I have a list and he wasn't even on it.
Okay.
The list
That's
starts.
Probably because I made it up.
Okay, good. So we're going to give one to Amy, who said Tom Cruise. But also Jackie Chan, Keanu Reeves, Daniel Craig.
Totally.
Definitely. Sorry. Sorry.
I am too.
1 for Amy, 0 for Kira. Question 2. Kira, how many colonies separated from Great Britain in 1776?
13.
13 is the answer. Great job.
Thank you.
Amy got that right also. 2-1.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Question 3. Sean P. Diddy Combs was up for 5 charges, and yesterday we learned that the jury found him guilty of how many of the 5?
It's 5.
It is not 5.
Oh.
You don't know. We'll know. Amy, what is the answer?
It should have been 5, Kira, but it was only 2.
Only 2. He was found guilty of 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, but he was cleared of the more serious charges of racketeering conspiracy and sex trafficking. He's probably only going to prison for like 5 to 10 freaking years.
So bad. He has really good lawyers, huh?
Oh, I guess so. That's awful.
Really awful. Oh, what a downer question, Logan.
Well, it's pop culture. It was news. Amy knew it right away. Kira, you're just mad because you didn't know it. Final score is 3 for Amy, 1 for Kira. Kira, you owe the phrase of shame
today. I'll say it. Okay, that's fine. My name's Kira. I'm from Hampton, and I can't be Amy. Amy, I would say you earned it. You're going to see George Bentley.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hell yeah, Amy. Stay on hold.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and I just want to circle back. I did ask Google if Vin Diesel does his own stunts.
Yeah.
According to AI Overview, yes, Vin Diesel does perform some of his own stunts.
Read the next sentence.
But he also relies on stunt doubles for more complex sequences.
Did you not expect me to ask you to continue? Did you expect me to just let you stop at the first sentence to try to get a point back?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I knew the next sentence. I did my own research.
Okay. All right. That's good. Pleasure doing business. I'm glad you're doing your research. That
you
was a test.
Thank me.
That was a test, and you passed.
Yeah, I bet your bottom dollar I did.
Okay. Do you want Dierks Bentley tickets? We have one more pair that we're giving away this week, and we're going to do number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning, and we are about to play a game called Fireworks or Fake. There are some pretty wild and creative names for fireworks out there. So, Logan, I'm going to give you a name that could be an actual firework, or it's one that I pulled out of you nowhere, and it's totally fake. For each wrong answer, so start with 10, you lose a finger.
Okay.
For every wrong answer.
Okay, this is fun.
Get it?
I got, yeah.
Like you blew it off.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Fireworks reference, yeah.
Okay, so is this a real firework or is it fake? Badassicle blast.
That is so, man, I have no clue. I don't know any names. So let's just start off with that is real. Let's go with that is real right away. Let's go.
Yeah.
10 fingies.
10 fingies. He's still got all 10. Good for you. You'll be able to man the grill this weekend.
Badassicle.
Badassicle blast, baby.
That's awesome.
What about magic chili pepper?
No way.
No way?
Feels too, magic chili pepper.
Ah!
Nah. Let's just go with no.
Okay. I lost my wrong thing, so I have to do it in-house.
Oh, that's a real one?
Oh, well, no, I'm sorry. It is, that is, you are right. Fake. You said it's fake?
Yeah, it's fake.
Sorry. That's right.
Okay. Nothing confusing about this game.
Sorry. I'm here. Okay. Unicorn puke. Firework or fake?
Unicorn puke?
Yes.
That is absolutely real.
That is absolutely real. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You still have all 10 fingies?
Dude, who buys a firework and goes, actually me. I don't know why I'm questioning, because I hear unicorn puke and I'm like, that's probably a beautiful firework.
Beautiful. You know what it reminds me of, not to get off course, but that Pipe Dream Brewing that used to be in Londonderry.
Yeah.
They had unicorn puke. It was a sour, no, unicorn poop. It was a sour ale and it was made with Skittles.
Wow.
I know.
And now it's turned into a firework. From beer to firework.
Exactly. It's the circle of life, my friend. Okay, firework or fake? Uncle Terry's trash can.
Uncle Terry's trash can?
Yeah.
You're laughing too hard for it to be fake. It's got to be real.
Oh.
Really? It's fake?
Yeah, it is. Okay, so you lost a finger?
Yeah, that's one.
Okay, you got one down, 9 to go. Smoky Whisker Biscuit.
Smoky Whisker Biscuit?
Firework or fake?
I'm also going to go real.
It's fake.
Ah.
There goes another finger.
Crap.
Well, it's going to be really tough to man the grill this weekend for you with only 8 fingers.
No, I'm fine. See you later, pinkies.
Okay. Neon Watermelon.
I love that name. I love that name. That's a yes.
It's a yes. It's fake.
Really?
Oh, man.
Are you making these up or did you get this from somewhere? Because it's pretty creative.
Thank you. It is creative. Yes, I made them up. Redneck Bedpan.
I'm sick of saying yes and being wrong. Yes. Really?
Yeah. Okay. Last one.
Yes, it's real.
Well, I didn't say it yet.
Say it.
Squeaking bunghole.
There's no way that's real.
Okay. You're right. That's fake.
Okay.
All right. How many fingers did you end up with?
I got at least these two.
Oh! I can't say what fingers he just gave me because it's not safe for work, but you can get them. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. Happy birthday to Mike the Situation from Jersey Shore.
I will change that question on Can't Beat Kira.
Oh, I was going to ask you how old is he turning, and I was going to give you a 3-year buffer.
42.
No, 43.
Okay, well, I was within the 3-year buffer.
That's true. I was going to say you lose a finger if you weren't, but well, I guess you're down to 8, right?
I'm in the clear.
Yeah, you're in the
still
clear.
Still get these two, baby.
Oh my God, he's flashing me those fingers again. The ones I was telling you about.
Speaking of fingers, can we talk about the lack of fireworks going on this year?
Talk to me about it, please.
So Hingham, Massachusetts.
Hingham.
I know what it's called.
Okay.
Hingham, Massachusetts is done with fireworks. And they're not the first town to do so, but they're one of the first towns to make it so publicly known that they're going away from fireworks and going to drone art shows.
Not the same, though.
It's not, but I'll tell you the truth. I might be in support of it.
It's better for Mother Earth.
It's better for the environment. So, like, I know that there were firework displays on Lake Winnipesaukee, and they've also switched to drone shows. And it's because of the amount of litter and trash that goes, you know, you blow up a firework, and all of a sudden, where's that residue going? It's going down onto the ground, onto the streets, and then blown away, and then it goes into, you know, Lake Winnipesaukee, for example.
And poor fishes, they're eating the ashes.
Yeah, it's polluting our area. So, some towns, for example, Hingham, Massachusetts, are going to these drone shows. The way it works is they'll have anywhere between 300 and 500 drones that are synchronized dancing up in the sky. And they put on displays. So instead of a firework, they will have 300 drones in synchronization. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, it was good.
Nice. They'll, 300 drones making a ballerina in the sky and dancing a pirouette.
Pirouette.
Whatever it is.
That sounds sick.
It's cool.
Actually.
There's pros and cons, right? So there's no noise besides, you know, the humming of a drone.
Well, we're going to miss the crackles and the snapples.
But they can put sounds to it. So the drone shows will, instead of having boom, bang, psh,
pow.
Yeah.
Pow.
Instead of all that, they'll have music. which you like. You said you like music with fireworks. But
yes, I do.
Taking away the firework completely and putting a lion in the sky with drones dancing to, Africa by Toto. You know what I mean?
A great choice.
Wow. Maybe I should be running this,
drone show.
So anyway, at first I was like, absolutely not. Don't take away fireworks. But you know what I like about this?
Mm-hmm.
Besides the fact that it's good for the earth, is the fact that it can be longer than a 10 or 15 minute display of fireworks. So fireworks, you got the 10 minutes, you're like, good enough. But the real chunk of it is in the last minute during the grand finale.
Mm-hmm.
But these drone shows, there's no limit to how much they can do because you just cost the money is the drone itself. Operating the drone.
It can't be cheap.
Operating, yeah, no doubt, but think about how much money is spent on fireworks. Over $1 billion in the U.S. every single year.
Whoa.
If you buy 300 drones, you can do fireworks shows for years and years and years for the same cost, better for the environment. You can put on a two-hour display of an art show. That's pretty cool to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that aspect because I think the fireworks, they go too quick.
They do.
And then it gets smoky and then you can't even see the willow trees because it's too smoky anyway. The drone show could be longer.
You know what I wonder is, you know how when it's cloudy out and you can't have fireworks at all? Would you still be able to do the drone show even if you get a cloudy night?
That's a great question. I don't know. I'm no drone expert.
You seem like one.
Thanks. Thanks. I fake it till I make it.
Do you know what I think, Logan? I think this sounds pretty sick. I'm not going to lie. I would love to, see one and witness one and really make my opinion. But I just don't think it's not the same as fireworks. I get it. I totally get it that we don't want to be polluting Mother Earth, but it is one weekend a year.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And it is the booms that make us think of a cannon in the war and what we fought for this country.
Wow. This is the stance you're taking. I love it. I'm just surprised.
I just don't think that, I think it sounds like a cool thing, but it shouldn't be an alternative.
Okay, so you think it's a good addition, not a replacement.
That's right.
I like it.
You do?
I like it.
We can't do away with fireworks. We've been doing them for a long time, and nothing hits quite the same.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Okay. All right. I'd like to talk to someone who's seen a real drone show.
Okay.
I'd love to know if somebody saw a drone show and was like, you know what? It's not like fireworks at all. It's better. Or worse. Yeah, someone tell me.
Have you seen a drone show? We would love to talk to someone who has seen it and can give us an opinion, because right now we're just imagining what it is and we've watched a few videos on the internet.
Yeah.
603-749-0975. How do you feel about these drone shows replacing fireworks altogether? I think it's a little un-American, dare I say. 603. 1 for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning, and our listener Tyler left us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app, which you can always feel free to do. We encourage that you do so. We love to hear our listeners' voices and the emphasis in their voice to better assess their situation. So this is what's going on in Tyler's life.
Well, we're going away for a while. We're going away for the 4th of July. We're going to be away for a whole week. Big, family thing. And we have our neighbor watch the house. And after the last time we had her do this, she had to, she used to kind of check on the cats and everything. But we found out from some of the things that she said that she was kind of snooping around the house a bit. And it made me feel really weird. My wife basically said we have to just kind of, accept it for what it is. But I don't know. I was like, do we install locks on the drawers or certain doors or something? I don't know. I don't really know what to do.
Okay.
I know what to do.
What would you do, Logan?
You're fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, right away. What are you talking? I mean, listen, there's a difference between snooping and looking around, right? So what I mean by that is, did the house sitter, look at, go into the, let's say the master bedroom, because that's where the cat stuff is. And you're like, oh, I noticed that you use Versace because the clone is right on top of your nightstand. Okay, that's one thing.
It's in plain sight.
But if she says, I noticed that you have a pink toothbrush and your pink toothbrush is in the bottom drawer of your bathroom freaking cabinet. What are you doing going through that? Fired immediately. There's no tolerate. There's no let's chat about it. There's no let's give you another try.
Maybe she was looking for the cat food.
There's no way that you have someone house sitting for a cat and you don't leave the cat food super accessible.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
It's very true.
There's pretty much, like, I don't know why you would keep this person.
You would just find another neighbor. It's done.
Yeah, so quickly.
You know what I think is interesting, and I'd love to talk to Tyler about it, is when it came out that this neighbor was snooping, she's like, oh, I see you're invited to a few weddings. Like, she found the invitation drawer or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's the moment where you can kind of playfully call her out and be like, what are you going through our stuff?
Yeah.
What are you doing, Diane?
Right,
You going through my stuff?
Right.
You know, like, get it out of her then. But you just heard it, and you just moved it right along, and now you have this information, but you didn't have a conversation about it. I suppose you could bring it back up. Be like, hey, we were just wondering. You know, you brought up that you found our wedding invitations. What were you doing in that drawer?
Yeah.
You don't need to be in that drawer. Girlfriend?
I don't see a world where someone goes through my personal stuff and then I'm like,
invite them back.
That's okay. You can do it again.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You don't want to try, like, to set boundaries with the person? Give them one more chance?
They already broke it. They already broke it.
Okay.
They already broke the chance. Why do I let them have another go in my home?
Okay.
You know, if they violate, I know this, I'm exaggerating a little bit. But if you violate my trust in my own home, shame on me if I let you try again. Someone's calling. Whoever's calling, I'm putting you on hold. We'll talk to you in a minute.
We do want to talk to you.
We'll put you on hold.
Okay, so Logan's got a really, you know, it's black and white for him. You know, he just wouldn't ask this person to house it again. I would try to establish some boundaries, give this person one more chance, and see if they could respect my boundaries. If not, two strikes, you out.
Okay.
All right?
Sure.
What do you think? 603-749-0975. Should Tyler and his wife give this neighbor one more chance to respect their privacy, or has the neighbor already violated that trust and they don't deserve to come back? They can find someone else to feed their cats. 603-749-0975. I know Ty Guy is listening. I know. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's us, Kira and Logan, in the morning. We're trying to help out our listener, Tyler, who called us with a bit of a conundrum. So he is leaving town. He and his wife are going on vacation for a week, and they're having a neighbor go in and check on their house and feed their cats and water their plants and all that kind of stuff. Except the last time this neighbor house sat for them, she was snooping through their things. So they don't love that. They're wondering if they should have a conversation with her about it so it doesn't happen again, or just entirely she's fired, hire someone else in the neighborhood to check on their house. What do they do? What's the best course of action? 603-749-0975 is our number. What's up, Chrissy? You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi.
Hi. So what are your thoughts on this?
I personally would just kind of lie or fib and say that we installed cameras in the house for security so that she thinks there's cameras.
Oh, say there are cameras even if there are not cameras. And yes. Then hopefully she gets the hint that the snoopy behavior from last time is not going to fly.
Yeah, but if you're so uncomfortable that you have to tell someone, you have to lie to someone and say that there's cameras in the house, like, how do you leave your house without being anxious?
Mm. I would just feel like at least they know she's not stealing from them, where other people that they might not know very well could.
I got to tell you the truth. If I'm a house sitter and they tell me that they have cameras in the house, I don't think I'm house sitting.
Really?
Yeah, it's just kind of weird. You get a creep on me while I'm doing a favor for you. What'd you say there?
Yeah. I said that would just weed out bad people then.
I guess I'm a bad person.
What would you be afraid to be caught doing?
It's not a matter of being caught. It's a matter of having, like, someone looking over you and looking, like, just to make sure you're doing the right thing. Just trust that I'm doing the right thing. You know what I mean?
Well, they can't trust that this neighbor's doing the right thing, apparently.
Correct. Well, that's why they shouldn't even have her back in the house.
Maybe they're in a despy situation. Maybe they don't have a lot of people around that could watch their house, and they don't want their cats to starve.
No doubt.
Well, thanks for making time for us today, Chrissy.
Cool. Okay, have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Chris. Take care, bye-bye. Chrissy.
Bye-bye.
Sully, what's up?
Hi, Kira. How you doing?
I'm good, but more importantly, how art thou?
I am wonderful.
Wonderful. What do you think about this snoopy house sitter?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a whole different take on that.
Go ahead.
I'm definitely with Logan that that's unforgivable. There's no reason for you to be snooping around in whatever. But my take is, oh, yeah, she definitely going to be coming back to my house. She's going to come back, and this time she's going to find stuff. You know what I mean? I would have so much fun with that. It's not even funny.
Oh, you're going to plant some, like, really off-putting things?
Oh, man, would I have fun with that. By the time she left the house, she'd probably be calling the cops.
She'd be like, oh, my God, they have books about exorcisms, and they're into S&M, and they have a red room of pain.
Yeah.
Would have a, I'd have, like, a picture of her or from a distance, you know, with, like...
Oh!
That's so creepy. I love it. You should have a picture of her face on a paddle next to your bed.
Oh, I would have fun with the whole thing. And then, you know, depending upon how it ended up, is, you know, but I definitely don't want someone snooping in your house when you're not there.
Yeah, that's a great take.
That is a hilarious alternative. Great stuff, Sully. Thanks for the call, man.
You bet. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, it is time to give away these Dierks Bentley tickets. He is coming to Guilford. Zach Top is opening. Would you like to go? 603-7.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hi, is this Jen? Jen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Love to hear it. Welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday, Junior.
That's it, Jen. Great job.
You've got it. That is correct. If that were a Can't Beat Kira question, you'd already have a point on the board.
Oh, that... Darn it. Can we just count it as one?
No, but sure. You can't kick Kira out of here so we can start, though.
Okay.
All right. Kira, can you please kindly leave the room?
Please kindly. You're kind. Good luck.
All right, Jen. She's walking out of here.
Walking out.
About to hit her in the behind. Get out. Question one for you, Jen. Here we go. What fish is traditionally found in a Caesar salad?
Anchovies.
Question number two, multiple choice here. Post Malone's new bar opened in Nashville. Is it called Posties? Is it called Post Malone's Man Cave? Or is it called Posties Pours?
Posties.
Question number three. Who is the oldest member of the Jersey Shore cast? Is it Mike the Situation, DJ Pauly D, or JWoww?
I'm going to go with JWoww.
All right. Kira is coming back in. Hold on one second. How are you feeling, Jen? What are you, what's your confidence like?
I'm pretty confident about two. The last one, I'm kind of up in the air.
Okay. We'll see how Kira does because she's back in the room and ready to start. I believe, are you ready to start?
Yes. Thank you for asking how I feel about it.
Of course, yeah. Question one, Kira. What fish is traditionally found in a Caesar salad?
Anchovies.
Is Blech. Correct. Yeah, is right.
Right?
I'm with you. You got it. Jen got it. Question number two. Post Malone's new bar opened in Nashville. Is it called Posties, Post Malone's Man Cave, or Posties Pours?
I was thinking one of those would sound right to me, but they all sound wrong. I imagine one of them is right.
One of them is correct. Posties, Post Malone's Man Cave, or Posties Pours?
The first one.
First one is just Posties, and that is the answer. You said it, Jen said it. 2-2.
Okay.
Question three, it all comes down to this. Who is the oldest member of the Jersey Shore cast? Is it Mike the Situation, DJ Pauly D, or JWoww?
I think it is Mike the Situation,
says Kira. JWoww, says Jen. Neither of you are correct.
Who is it?
It's DJ Pauly D, dude.
He's older than Mike.
Do a push-up chapstick!
He's so youthful.
He looks like a baby.
He does. God love him.
Get on that Botox routine.
Routine! He said routine. Anyways, what's the score?
It's 2-2. Jen owes the Fraser shame. We owe Jen the tickets. We digress. Let's keep this thing going on there. Jen, say it.
My name's Jen. I'm from Effingham, and I cannot beat Kira.
But you won the tickets to Dierks Bentley.
Have a great time.
Yay! Thank you.
Pleasure doing business with you, Jen.
Absolutely. Have a very happy and safe fourth, guys.
You too, Jen. Well. Stay on hold.
What? We have a brand new episode of Second Date Update. No, it's true. I'm not going to lie to you about that. It's brought to you by New England Furniture on Route 11 in Farmington. Here we go.
So you went out on a date, and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it what you said? You were left on red. It's not fair. It just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second date. You're Kira and Logan are here to help you. That's right.
It's time for Second Date Update on 97.5 WOKQ. And we welcome in Trey. You still there, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We are well, but it's really more about you today. What's going on with Natasha?
Yeah, so I met her out in Manchester a few weeks ago, and she was at a hotel bar that I happened to trickle into on a bar crawl with some friends. For a 35th birthday party.
Love it.
Okay, so she's just hanging out at the bar?
Yeah. She was like all business and stuff, but, you know, she was actually on business, but she doesn't live that far. She's from the Cape.
Okay. And well, kind of far.
Long story short, I talked Natasha into joining the birthday bar crawl.
Okay.
She was down to clown?
Yeah, you know it. And after a few spots, her and I just ditched the party, and we both went to another spot and then back to my place.
Okay. Had your own little party. Good. I can read you between the lines.
Yeah. It was cool. So she ordered an Uber the next morning and was gone. And she lives in the Cape, and Manchester is a bit far, but I was thinking I'd see her again, at least for another date, you know, to see if there was something there. It's just, you know, like it wasn't a one-off thing for me. Like we were making plans on what beaches she would show me.
Like on the Cape?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, maybe she changed her mind and realized like the Cape and Manchester, New Hampshire is like, that's long distance. That's just not worth it. But you said that she made plans with you to show you some of the beaches on the Cape. So, I mean, that's at least signifying another hangout or two.
Yeah, at least one.
Yeah. I mean, she was telling me about her place and where we would stay. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, it just seems kind of odd. Like, I thought there would be something more to it.
Yeah, it is interesting that she did that, especially because you met her in a hotel bar and she was on business, you said.
Business?
So, like, yeah. It wouldn't have shocked you, my guess is, if she was like, listen, I'm here for a short time and a fun time, not a long time.
Uh-huh. Amen.
But she didn't. She started inviting you to go out. So that's bizarre.
Maybe she was caught up in the moment. Maybe the liquor was flowing and in the moment she was like, yeah, I do want to see this guy again. I'm having a great time. But once she sobered up, she was like, it's not really feasible.
Right.
Could be.
Yeah.
Trey, I'm so sorry. We're just speculating right in front of you.
Right in front of your face.
It's real rude. Here's what's going to go down. Since you don't know what's going on and we don't know what's going on, you're going to give us Natasha's number. We're going to call her and see why she ghosted. Did she ghost you or did she text you at all?
Yeah, she pretty much ghosted. I mean, like, we made those plans, and it's been hard to reach her after that.
Yeah, that's called the ghosting. Everyone's afraid to admit it. That's all right.
It's tough to say the word.
We are the Ghostbusters, Kira and I. And
nice one.
You're welcome. And we're going to see if Natasha is down for another date that we...
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. It is time for part two of Second Date Update because the most important portion of the program is online eight here. Natasha, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Thanks for agreeing to come on the show.
Yeah. So thank you, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You don't need to thank us just yet, unless we create some love. So we're here to talk about Trey. We heard you guys met up, hotel bar. We heard that there's a long distance thing. Trey was hoping to see you again and maybe start a long distance relationship. It's very early up in the game. But how come you completely ghosted him after the night out?
I mean, I guess not to put too fine a point on it, but Trey is a boy. You know, he came off like he was so sweet and kind and, you know, like, oh, I don't really talk to girls much. But he is absolutely 1,000% a player.
What makes you say that?
Okay, well, he was great. Very attentive and great conversation. And he said he was looking for something serious. And I spent the night with him. It's not something that I normally do. And the next morning, I went to... you know, order an Uber. He left me a goodbye bag, and there was like...
What was in it?
Yeah, that sounds like a nice thing so far.
Well, there was cash. There was $20 cash for an Uber. Oh. A toothbrush, toothpaste, socks, and like shorts and a t-shirt in my size. That's weird. I don't even know how he did that. And proof. and a granola bar. It was like a hookup bag, you know.
Oh my God, you should have been grateful, Natasha. What?
Sorry, we didn't tell you this, Natasha, but Trey is on the other line, the goodie bag gangsta. Natasha, are you okay with Trey coming on the show and talking about this all together?
I mean, sure, why not? This whole thing has been ridiculous.
Okay, Natasha, look, I mean, I did that out of the kindness of my heart, like when you fell asleep, you know? Like, I knew that you had a long road to go back to. I wanted to start your morning off right.
Okay, how many times have you done this before?
Twice. I mean, but only once on a girl. I mean, my best friend was staying, and I made him a little one, and he loved it. So I started one of these, and you're just the second girl to receive it. And the first one loved it.
It's really a nice touch.
I just felt like that is something cool to do.
Okay, Trey B&B, I don't know what to do with that. Like, you gave me cash. I have money.
So,
Yeah, it makes her feel like a call girl.
Yeah, it's weird.
No.
I felt like I got paid for, you know, doing something that, quite frankly, I never want to get paid for.
It was just a generous offer. Like, come on. Like, when's the last time somebody's done something like that? You know what I mean?
Never, because
exactly.
Who does that?
So, like, I'm trying to be innovative.
Innovative. Oh,
would it have been better, Natasha, if he just paid for your Uber, like, via Venmo, as opposed to leaving you a, you know, send you packing, thanks for smacking bag?
Did you just make that up? That was so good. Yeah.
Thank you.
You need a moment for that. That was really great.
I don't know what would have been better. I think, like, it just made everything from the night before seem like it was...
planned.
Transactional.
Yeah.
You're thinking it the wrong way.
That was the feeling.
Interesting. So one's thinking it's a transaction, one's thinking it is the, like, smoothest out of the kindness of his heart move. That's tough, guys. I don't think we're gonna get to a common ground. I truthfully believe both of you. I believe that Trey may have had some good intent. I believe Natasha feeling the poor intent, the malice behind it.
That it's off-putting.
Yeah, I get both sides of it. So let's get to why we're here, which is to, Natasha, ask you. Trey really wanted a second date with you. And so we're here to ask you if you're interested in that second date, or if you think that the, what did I say? The send you packing, thanks for
smacking back.
Yeah, so if that is out of the kindness of his heart, say yes. And if you think that he was just being a playboy, then, you know, We'll let you both go and respect your time.
I'm gonna pass.
Understandable.
Okay. Just want to remind you that I know you rascals love Second Date Update, and if you'd like to re-listen to them or share them with a friend, every episode... for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. The thing about Logan and I is we are live, we are local, we are actually human beings with pulses sitting in this studio ready to take your calls. And there's one coming in right now, actually, at 603-749-0975. Kathy, welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning.
Oh, hello there, Kira. My question is, why isn't the national anthem played on the weekend? Thank you very much for the national anthem being played at 6 in the morning with the different people. But why not on the weekend?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. Yeah, we always have done it to signify the start of the workday, so to speak, as long as we've done the tradition. 50 years, actually.
Yeah.
And it's never been played on the weekend. I don't know the answer why. Yeah, we've always just done it Monday through Friday.
So you think there's no chance of getting it done on the weekend?
Well, you just started the movement.
The conversation.
So maybe. This is the first time we've even thought about it, Kathy. So thanks for bringing it to our attention.
That's good. I'll check my radio to see if it's...
Well, check it out.
Kathy, you sound like a patriotic woman, which is great.
I am a patriotic woman, yeah.
Well, happy 4th. I hope that you have a great time celebrating our beautiful country.
Thanks, and I'll just hope to hear the national anthem on the weekend.
Okay. Thanks for the feedback.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay, do you have any feedback? You listening?
We take it. We have thick skin. I know, because I bully Kira and she bullies me right back in a friendship way.
In a loving way.
Obviously, like brother and sisters do. But we want to know, seriously, if you have any feedback for the show, maybe we'll make some changes.
Critique our show to our face. Like Logan said, I'm sensitive, but together we can take it. He can take it. I might step away from the microphone and cry. He can take it. 603-749-0975. In all seriousness, if there are things that you want to hear more of on the show, less of on the show, or you just want to throw us a compliment, we will never say no. One for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. We are taking your feedback on the show. Things that you like, things that you don't like. What do you want to hear more of, less of? We are here. This is your show. And we want to tailor it to your needs. 603-749-0975. That is our number. Hello, Stacy. Thank you for being on Kira and Logan in the morning.
Did you say Stacy?
Stacy.
No, it's not Stacy. It's Casey.
Casey. It's my ears. It's me. It's on me. So feedback number one might be Logan needs some hearing aids.
Was that what you were going to say, Casey?
No.
Okay.
Did you guys play some more older country?
Older country. Okay.
Do you have an artist in mind?
Yeah, I'm taking this down.
Like George Strait, Garth Brooks.
I would love some Garth. Let's pick a Garth song out together.
Yeah, what would you like to hear?
I would love to hear, like, Two Pina Coladas.
Two Pina Coladas. Yeah, that's a fun one.
Ooh.
Yes. So, just, like, more older stuff. I know you guys have to play the newer stuff, which I love the newer stuff. But, like, a little bit older would be awesome.
Okay. This is good feedback. We're looking right now to see if we got Two Pina Coladas in the chute, and if we don't, we're playing another Garth Brooks song for you.
That's a fun one. Two Pina Coladas by Garth Brooks. That one was for Casey. On your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. We are here taking your constructive criticism, your feedback on the show. What would you like to hear more of? What would you like to hear less of? 603-749-0975. That's our number. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Mike.
What's up, Mike? What's on your mind, big guy?
The swap shop on the weekends that used to be here.
Ah, the telephone flea market.
Telephone flea market. Oh, yeah.
You like it, you love it, you want some more of it. So many people miss it.
Kira and I are thinking of a way to bring it back in a creative way. A less flea market, like, constant listing way. And more of, like, a one-at-a-time item thing.
With a modern twist.
A modern twist.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And all the Venmos go right into our pocket.
You weren't supposed to save that part of the business plan.
Oh, my bad. That part's a secret. All right. Well.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira. It's Logan. It's the morning. Happy birthday to Mike the Situation from Jersey Shore.
I will change that question on Can't Beat Kira.
Oh, I was going to ask you how old is he turning, and I was going to give you a 3-year buffer.
42.
No, 43.
Okay. Well, I was within the 3-year buffer.
That's true. I was going to say you lose a finger if you weren't, but well, I guess you're down to 8, right?
I'm in the clear.
Yeah, you're in the
still
clear.
Still get these two, baby.
Oh, my God. He flashed me those fingers again. The ones I was telling you about.
Speaking of fingers, can we talk about the lack of fireworks going on this year?
Talk to me about it, please.
So Hingham, Massachusetts.
Hingham.
I know what it's called.
Okay.
Hingham, Massachusetts is done with fireworks, and they're not the first town to do so, but they're one of the first towns to make it so publicly known that they're going away from fireworks and going to drone art shows.
Not the same, though.
It's not, but I'll tell you the truth. I might be in support of it.
For Mother Earth.
It's better for the environment. So, like, I know that there were firework displays on Lake Winnipesaukee, and they've also switched to drone shows. And it's because of the amount of litter and trash that goes, you know, you blow up a firework, and all of a sudden, where's that residue going? It's going down onto the ground, onto the streets, and then blown away, and then it goes into, you know, Lake Winnipesaukee, for example.
And poor fishes are eating the ashes.
Yeah, it's polluting our area. So, some towns, for example, Hingham, Massachusetts, are going to these drone shows. The way it works is they'll have anywhere between 300 and 500 drones that are synchronized dancing up in the sky. And they put on displays. So instead of a firework, they will have 300 drones in synchronization. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, it was good.
Nice. They'll, 300 drones making a ballerina in the sky and dancing a pirouette. Pirouette?
Pirouette.
Whatever it is.
That sounds sick.
It's cool.
Actually.
There's pros and cons, right? So there's no noise besides, you know, the humming of a drone.
Well, we're going to miss the crackles and the snapples.
But they can put sounds to it. So the drone shows will, instead of having boom, bang,
pow.
Yeah. Instead of all that, they'll have music. Which you like. You said you like music with fireworks. But taking away the firework completely and putting a lion in the sky with drones dancing to, Africa by Toto. You know what I mean?
A great choice.
Wow. Maybe I should be running this drone show. So anyway, at first I was like, absolutely not. Don't take away fireworks. But you know what I like about this?
Mm-hmm.
Besides the fact that it's good for the Earth, is the fact that it can be longer than a 10 or 15 minute display of fireworks. So fireworks, you got the 10 minutes, you're like, good enough. But the real chunk of it is in the last minute during the grand finale.
Mm-hmm.
But these drone shows, there's no limit to how much they can do because you just cost the money is the drone itself. Operating the drone.
It can't be cheap.
Operating, no doubt, but think about how much money is spent on fireworks. Over $1 billion in the U.S. every single year.
Whoa.
If you buy 300 drones, you can do fireworks shows for years and years and years for the same cost, better for the environment. You can put on a two-hour display of an art show. That's pretty cool to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that aspect because I think the fireworks, they go too quick.
They do.
And then they get smoky and then you can't even see the, the willow trees because it's too smoky anyway. The drone show could be longer.
You know what I wonder is, you know how when it's cloudy out and you can't have fireworks at all? Would you still be able to do the drone show even if you get a cloudy night?
That's a great question. I don't know. I'm no drone expert.
You seem like one.
Thanks. Thanks. I fake it till I make it.
Do you know what I think, Logan? I think this sounds pretty sick. I'm not going to lie. I would love to, see one and witness one and really make my opinion. But I just don't think it's not the same as fireworks. I get it. I totally get it that we don't want to be polluting Mother Earth, but it is one weekend a year.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And it is the booms like that make us think of a cannon in the war and what we fought for this country.
Wow. This is the stance you're taking. I love it. I'm just surprised.
I just don't think that, I think it sounds like a cool thing, but it shouldn't be an alternative.
Okay, so you think it's a good addition, not a replacement.
That's right.
I like it.
You do?
I like it.
We can't do away with fireworks. We've been doing them for a long time, and nothing hits quite the same.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Okay. All right. I'd like to talk to someone who's seen a real drone show.
Okay.
I'd love to know if somebody saw a drone show and was like, you know what? It's not like fireworks at all. It's better. Or worse. Yeah, someone tell me.
Have you seen a drone show? We would love to talk to someone who has seen it and can give us an opinion, because right now we're just imagining what it is and we've watched a few videos on the internet.
Yeah.
603-749-0975. How do you feel about these drone shows replacing fireworks altogether? I think it's a little un-American, dare I say. 603-749-0975 is our number.
Something made me bad to the middle. All I really need is a little goodness.
Shaboozy. Number one for New Country. 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. It appears to be that time for compliments, double downs, and apologies. Brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. I would like to apologize to Post Malone. We did not mention, and he's new to the country family. We have been embracing him. He just opened a bar on Broadway in Nashville, for crying out loud. It's his birthday today. 30 years old today. Can you believe it?
No, I didn't know it was his birthday.
Yeah, so my apologies to Austin Post Malone. He is 30 years old today. What a great birthday week he's having.
Yeah.
Opening a bar in Nashville.
It's a big deal.
I'm happy he's here in our country music family. I hope he continues to bring out the bops and release music that we love to play on our station.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. What do you have, my guy?
I'm doing somewhat of a take back. We're talking today about drones replacing fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And although I think there's a place for it, there's a delicate balance. And I think that maybe, here's what I think. Maybe drone works should be the show. And then at the very end of the drone display, fireworks for the grand finale for the last minute.
Ooh, like one a collab.
Yep, 1 minute of littering and badness, if you consider fireworks bad.
Sinning.
You know. But the rest of it, do the drone stuff. So, you know, it's good on the noise pollution. It's good on the regular pollution for the majority of it. And it's probably cheaper to operate drones for an hour than fireworks for an hour. Mm-hmm. But then the last minute, throw the fireworks up in the air. Let the booms and the bangs and the bazaars happen.
Yeah. I love the sizzlies.
So, yeah, I think I put a little bit too much support of the drones out there earlier in the show. And I just want to walk that back a little bit.
He's walking it back.
Because it's hard to replace fireworks altogether.
Right. Yeah, I think, like we were saying, a great alternative, but perhaps not a replacement.
That's it.
You can't replace fireworks in our hearts.
Agreed.
They're the OG, you know what I'm saying? All right, so on that note, we out. Ginny Rogers is up next, so is 30 Minutes of New Country. And I just want to remind you, because I know you're going to miss us. You're going to come to us tomorrow morning and expect to hear our antics, and we won't be here because we will be celebrating America the best way we know how, raising a Bud Latte to the heavens. So you will be hearing the American Country Countdown in our place with all of your favorite country artists covering patriotic songs and Toby Keith and all that good stuff. So it's worth showing up here on 97.5 WOKQ tomorrow. Have a happy and safe 4th. And don't forget all weekend long who loves you.
We do.
On 97.5 WOKQ.